like a sister, baby, but to tell you the truth, I'd rather ride around with you. The guy she's gonna marry, he's got money to burn. His daddy's a partner in some big law firm. Yeah, that's how they're going to Hawaii on their honeymoon. First class to Honolulu, she's never honey, if I had to choose, oh, I'd rather ride around with you. I don't care where this road goes. No, I don't want to turn around. Let go.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's rally at Madison Square Garden on the closing days of the election included a comedian who said Puerto Rico was an island of floating garbage and a former talk show host who said if Kamala Harris wins next week, it'll be hard to accept.
She got 85 million votes because she's just so impressive. As the first Samoan Malaysian low IQ former California prosecutor ever to be elected president.
Tucker Carlson, who once said he hated Donald Trump, now at Trump's rallies. Kamala Harris, meantime, was in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia.
Make no mistake, we will win. We will win. We will win.
Nearly 42 million Americans have voted early, according to the University of Florida. McDonald's is bringing back the quarter pounder following the E. coli outbreak. The onions, believed responsible for making more than 70 people sick, won't be on some of the burgers in some locations. This is ABC News. Quite a mess on a highway south of Seattle. Police had to shut down I-5 for several hours after around 45 cars got into a pileup. Investigators blame one driver going too fast in the rain for triggering the massive crash. No injuries reported. Optimism on the U.S. economy.
CoreLogic chief economist and NABE business conditions survey chair Selma Hepp says the latest NABE survey of business leaders shows the economic outlook for the remainder of the year remains intact despite uncertainty over the elections.
And the other thing that's really positive is that fewer respondents are expecting recession.
Hepp also says business respondents say firms are not passing higher prices onto consumers, which means inflation could cool even further. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Surfers to the rescue off the Jersey Shore. Three fishermen were knocked off a jetty along Avalon Beach. Surfers nearby used their boards to help guide them to safety and rode the waves to shore. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Macy's Friends and Family is going on right now, and it's the best time to shop for all the gatherings and gifting ahead. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest trends, new arrivals, and the best brands, like Karl Lagerfeld Paris, Steve Madden, Hotel Collection, and more. And get 15% off beauty, too. Plus, get free shipping with any $25 purchase today at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. More focus on Wisconsin this week from the presidential candidates. Today, Republican Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance campaigns in Racine, while First Lady Jill Biden and Gwen Walz, the wife of Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will be in La Crosse. Despite an increase in state aid this year, residents of 14 Wisconsin municipalities are being asked to approve property tax increases. Voters in the cities of Madison, Fitchburg, Monona, and Middleton, and the village of Maple Bluff are being asked to approve property tax increases totaling nearly $30 million. And the Biden administration wants to require private health insurers to cover all approved forms of birth control, even over-the-counter options. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin says it's a step in the right direction and makes sure people can have complete coverage when some birth control options don't work. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I'm Terry Schoonover, candidate for Assembly in District 29, which runs along the Mississippi River from Trempealeau in the south to Prescott in the north and over to Blair in the east. Our rural schools are hurting. Since 2010, the revenue limit on our school districts has fallen behind inflation by $3,300 per student. That's a huge reduction. Our kids are losing out. As your representative, my first priority will be to increase state funding for our rural schools. I'd appreciate your vote for Assembly on November 5th. Paid for by Schoonover for 8029, Bill Brueger, Treasurer.
A lot can happen in 25 years, especially in the swamps of Washington, D.C. When we first elected her, Tammy Baldwin focused on Wisconsin. But Baldwin changed. Today, she rakes in campaign cash from left-wing groups and does their bidding. Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men, making survivors of domestic violence sleep in the same building as men. She supported puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. Baldwin even voted to send stimulus checks to criminals in jail, including the Boston Marathon bomber. We thought we knew Tammy Baldwin, but she's changed. Now it's time for us to make a change. Replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast. Mostly cloudy and breezy today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, 61. Tomorrow, still breezy, mostly cloudy and even warmer with a high near 80. Some scattered showers and thundershowers on Wednesday, 72. And then it does get quite a bit cooler later this week. For amazing fall and winter getaways and holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving no friend around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. Lying with me in Atlanta, it's such a beautiful lie. You play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away.
Everything and waits with no expression upon her face. When she was 36, she met him at their door. She said, "I'm sorry, I don't love you anymore." Years of practice and design, spin and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her. Everything is so benign, safest place you'll ever find. God forbid you change your mind. Job and not one raise in pay. Now she's in the typing pool at minimum wage. Everything runs right on time. Years of practice and design, spit and polish till it shines. He thinks he'll keep her. Everything is so
proud to call Durand our home. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, my muscles ache and my feet are sore. Thank God it's Friday and it's almost 4. Time to hit the door. We're gonna spend the weekend on the lake. We've been working overtime and we need a break. And honey, I can't wait. We know how to spell relief. Got a good old-fashioned recipe. A little TLCASAP, a little R&R for you and me. A guaranteed rat race remedy. A little TLCASAP. Take a book to read and a change of clothes. I pack the cooler and the Coleman stove and the radio. We can fold on a raft in the sun all day. We can love in the moonlight hours away while the crickets play. Will we work real hard 6 days a week? Honey, this is something we both. A little TLCASAP, a little R&R for you and me. Guaranteed rat race remedy. A little TLCASAP. TLCASAP. A little R&R for you and me. A guaranteed rat race remedy.
T-A-S-A-P.
Go Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN, Alabama, TLCASAP, here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures low to mid-40s. Going to warm up for the first part of the work week, and then some rain on the way. We'll have details here this hour with our ag weather forecast. Also be chatting with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden here during our Newsmaker segment this hour. Some dates from FSA to remember. This Thursday is the application deadline for the FSA Organic Certification Cost Share Program, and this Friday is the application deadline for the NRCS Environmental Quality Incentives Program, EQIP, or the Regional Conservation Partnership Program. That is for funding for fiscal year 2025. If you're interested in either of those programs, contact your local FSA office. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
You've paid top dollar for that new truck. Protect your investment with a new fabric sprayed-on bedliner from Osseo Plastics and Supply. A fabric bedliner protects your truck from rust and corrosion, and the permanent protective bond protects your truck from scratches. The anti-skid feature keeps your cargo from sliding around. The eye-catching bedliner looks factory installed, conforms to your accessories, and will increase your resale value of your truck. Find out how a fabric sprayed-on bedliner can work for you. Visit OsseoPlastics.com for more information.
Introducing Riverside Plaza, now open at the shop bays of Napa Auto Parts in Durand. Riverside Plaza is a Napa Auto Care Center offering expert service at a price you can afford. Get oil changes starting at just $22.50, plus oil and filter, including a full inspection and fluid top-off. Riverside Plaza also provides tire sales, repairs, fleet maintenance, diagnostics, and wheel alignments. Enjoy convenient drop-off and loyalty rewards. Open until 6 p.m. daily and Saturdays by appointment. Riverside Plaza, 403 West Madison Street, downtown Durand.
This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago. Dave, last week we learned that U.S. dairy farmers eked out a small increase in milk production in August and September. Was that a surprise to you?
Well, it was a little higher than our expectations, but you got to remember, Lee, headline milk production has been negative for 13 months in a row leading up to August. So, like, the last time we had a positive milk production number was back in June of 2023. At some point, you're lapping over negative numbers. It's not going to be that hard to push a number positive. What was the surprise? August milk production revision. That was up 85 million pounds, up 0.5%. That pumped the August number from negative to positive and making that the lead month here in terms of turning positive on milk production. So that was a bit of a bearish surprise. The USDA was underreporting milk production, which we kind of figured by looking at the dairy products numbers that we got here in October. But again, all of these are aged reports. That milk production report is 45 days old. So does it have an impact on the market? Well, it certainly did from a futures trading perspective. People's perceptions become their reality. And I think that played out earlier last week with some decent selling on the futures market.
We're looking at next month's report, which is going to show the impact of the bird flu in California. We anticipate that California will see a pretty sharp decrease in production, do you not?
Yeah, absolutely. So in August, milk production was actually revised higher from 2% to 2.3%. In California, bird flu came at the very end of August, beginning of September, but really didn't ramp up until, you know, the big problem is here in October. They had heat and they had bird flu. Both of those things together knocked down milk production. So milk production in September was flat for California. And right now we're hearing anywhere between 2 and 4, 4.5% declines, depending on who you talk to out there, in terms of milk receipts from some of the major processors in California. So yeah, I think October is going to be a bit of a stark difference from the past couple of months.
Well, buckle your seatbelt. We're in for the long ride. Dave Krasowski, Stonex Dairy Group broker in Chicago.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside at Cornell Nutrition Conference with Dr. Lance Baumgard. Lance, you have a couple of passions in life, many of them, but you have a couple of passions. One is curiosity and really wanting to learn more about the science. Is that true?
Yeah, no doubt. I've had that from when I was a kid, yeah. Right? I have always enjoyed science and agriculture, so it's a perfect combination.
Another thing that you've really honed is your ability to take that research and impart it to other people in easy ways for them to understand and take home.
Well, I think good teachers do that. Right? If you're able to get across your message to young undergraduates and keep them awake, then hopefully you do a good job at talking to the industry as well.
And I know you've had a couple really great mentors that encourage you in that path.
Yeah, Dale Bauman, Brian Crooker, Alan Bell. All these guys are had a huge impact on the way I think and how I translate information to others.
Some of the disciplines are really important, just dairy aside, but some of the basic disciplines. What would you tell an undergraduate student or graduate student? Hey, you really got to focus on these disciplines, biochemistry, stats, or other.
Yeah, this happens a lot where undergraduates come in, they don't know at the time they want to be a scientist or they really don't know what a scientist is, so they might not take the required prerequisites, then they end up junior year, senior year liking science. Well, by that time, they're a little behind the eight ball with regards to taking the most appropriate classes. So I would encourage students to take the hard sciences, right? The biologies, the chemistries, because you never know if you want to go to graduate school or vet school or whatever.
So freshmen and sophomores, really, you got to go through this.
You do. You knuckle down and take the courses. They won't regret it.
You talked a little bit about glucose and insulin today, and any take-home messages we can give the audience here?
Well, glucose is incredibly important for the synthesis of milk, but it's also incredibly important for mounting an immune response. So now in early lactation, when a cow has an inflammation or having this immune-activating event, this is occurring at the same time as her desire to make milk. So you have this conundrum, this collision of glucose demand. The immune system uses glucose, the mammary gland uses glucose, so we want to prevent the immune activation event in the first place so we can drive glucose to making milk.
And tell us again the amount of glucose a high-producing dairy cow may use in just its mammary gland.
Yeah, up to 10, 12 pounds of glucose a day, no doubt.
And every cell in the body can utilize glucose.
Every cell in the body can, but the animal adjusts her metabolism, so most of the glucose is actually utilized by the mammary gland. It's spared, so it's not used by other tissues.
Dr. Lance Baumgard at the Cornell Nutrition Conference. Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for PeteWorks USA.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's got to be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools that help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Radio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Well, I know it said you've had time to think about it. Looks like to me you're feeling kind of crowded. You're not looking for anything permanent here, so my rodeo's packed and it's in goodbye gear. So I shot down to the Longhorn Diner. Her sister works there and she'd know where to find her. She said you did not hear this from me. All I'll say is Mama's got that place out in Monterey.
Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Meet the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas plates, candy apple red rodeo.
Two towns back, I showed your photograph.
half, and the gas station man just started to laugh. She said, I might see you in this old bucket of rust, and said, good luck, boy, just follow that cloud of dust. Oh, how fast can I go? Gotta catch that little red rodeo. She drove off with my heart, I've gotta let her know. Need the girl in that little red rodeo. Texas braids. It took her leaving just to get it through my head. She's the one and only, it's over, that's it. I'm committed, I'm in love, and I'm desperate. She's a good ways gone, but I'm closing the gap. If I have to, I'll chase her clear across the map. Oh, how fast can I?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Colin Ray and Little Red Rodeo here in the WRDN Morning Farm Reports on this Monday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, 49 in downtown Durand. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and Friday. Early this morning in the milk markets, November milk up 11 to 2015, December down 4 to 2018, January and February milk steady, January at 1992, February at 1962. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets from Friday, barrels down a half to 187, 40-pound blocks down 2 to 190, 2 trade a barrel on the day, cash butter up 4.5 to 260, 9.5, 5 trades on the day, grade A non-fat dry milk up 1.5 to 130, 7.5, 2 trades on the day. Dryway steady at 60.5 and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets today, look for a mixed open in the cattle markets after the cattle on feed reports from last week. Now, there was some good demand, though, with the cash markets being mostly higher last week. The trade still expecting to see some of that later on today and this week as well. Hog markets, meanwhile, could also open mostly higher against some of the stronger consumer demand. Demand is helping to support the markets as it did last week. October live cattle opens today at 189.70, December 189.15, February 189.92. October feeder cattle open at 249.62, November 248.57, January 245.62. December hogs open at 79.67, February 83.42, and April at 86.65. Chicago Board of Trade, corn and soybeans moving mostly lower this morning. There's lower energy prices that's adversely affecting the corn markets. Now, the Brazilian planting pace is continuing to pick up speed for soybeans. That's also providing some pressure to the soybean markets this morning. But wheat, relatively flat this morning. December and March corn both down 1.5. December at 413.75. March 428. May down 1 to 436.25. New crop 25 down 3/4 to 440. November beans down 5.5 to 982.25. January and March both down 6. January at 991.5. March 1003. New crop 25 down 7 to 1025.75. December soybean meal down 80 cents to 305. December soybean oil down $1.04 to 43.11. Chicago wheat, December steady this morning at 569. March up 0.25 to 589.5. Minneapolis wheat, December down 1.75 to 603.5. March down 1.5 to 626. Energy markets this morning, triple-digit losses in the crude oil markets. December crude oil down 420 to 67.58. January down 412 to 67.23. Meanwhile, November and December gas both down 10 cents. November at 197, December at 193. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 345, December 350, January 354, new crop 25, 381. Cash beans 903, December 913, January 918, new crop 25, 943. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 350 and a quarter, November 355 and a quarter, December 365 and a quarter, January 376 and a half. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 363, December 380, January 389. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound a cash in November corn 363, cash beans 912, January 917. Allied Cooperative Blair cash corn 365, new crop 25, 391. Cash beans at 88, new crop 25 at 943. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn at 376, November 376, April 413, new crop 25, 402, cash beans 950, November 953, April 990, new crop 25, 974. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 363, January 368, cash beans 915, January 925. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle at 176 to 194, Holstein fed cattle 155 to 179, market cows 106 to 126, bulls 131 to 159, calves 400 to 1010, beef steers 200 to 375, Holstein steers 180 to 355. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, light lambs 170 and down, ewes 87 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 110 and down, bucks 150 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to
healthcare. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before October 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is October 30th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Light around you. One thing.
crossing that line. But I promise to be truer than true, dreaming every night with these arms around you.
A voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine, with a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine, with a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine.
Here for you 24/7. We're Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Our daddies won the war, then they came home to our moms.
gave them so much love that all us kids were born. We all grew up on Mickey Mouse and hula hoops. Then we all bought BMWs and brand new pickup trucks. And we watched John Kennedy die one afternoon. Kids of the baby boom. It was a time of new prosperity in the USA. All the fortunate offsprings never had to pay. We had sympathy for the devil and the Rolling Stones. Then we got a little older, we found Haggard and Jones. A generation screaming for more room. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. We had freedom, we had money. Baby boom. Here in the land of milk and honey. Counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. Now we all can run computers and we all can dance. We all have Calvin Klein written on our underpants. And at 6 o'clock, like robots, we turn on the news. Watch those third world countries deal out more abuse. Remember the first man on the moon. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. We have freedom, we have money. Baby boom. Here in the land of milk and honey. Counting our chickens way too soon. Kids of the baby boom. As our lives become a capsule they send to the stars. Our children look at us like we came from Mars. As the farms disappear and the sky turns black, we're a nation full of takers, never giving back. We never stop to think what we consume. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. Kids of the baby boom. Our optimism mingles with the doom. Kids of the baby boom.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. Joining us this morning, Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Rudin. Had a chance to talk with Darren at the brand new facility here in Chippewa Falls on Friday, as kind of doing like a soft opening. Farmers Union was holding a Wisconsin local food event, but it was my chance to come and look at the brand new facility here. I guess, Darren, at least briefly on that first, wow, this looks really different from the few years back when I came to see that you had the Farmers Union had purchased the building, and this is what you were going to do.
Yeah, you know, it's a couple of years in the making and many dollars later, but certainly the concept here in the first level of restaurants and some vendor areas has turned out just the way we imagine it is. And, you know, we were hoping to be open and running already, but as everybody knows, construction always takes longer than what you want it to. So we're in that process now of, yes, that soft opening, looking at maybe mid-late November to do a grand opening to really open the building up to everybody. But right now, yet, the vendors are still getting into their spaces and making sure that the equipment's going to work and just doing some things, smaller meetings here and there. And I actually have a wedding on November 2nd in the building here. So, you know, activity is definitely starting. And it's good to see the final product. And hopefully we can make this, a attraction for downtown Chippewa, and then also have that state office, which is on the second level of the building here, be the central focus for the community to make sure they can see the visibility that Wisconsin Farmers Union has.
compared to the old office, which has been there for a long time, I'm sure everybody's a little bit pleased that they can spread out just a little bit.
Yeah, certainly, you know, looking at as our staff is growing too, going from 3 to 4 people back in the early 2000s to now up to 25 employees. Not all are based here in Chippewa Falls, but certainly when you have 12 or 13 employees based in an office building that has 5 offices, people get used to sharing and certainly working with each other. But, you know, here there will be, you know, a lot more privacy because we've got, I think, a dozen offices all together, so folks can come in and get the job done that needs to be done, but also be able to communicate with your fellow coworkers and get the message out.
The old office building sounds like Grandma's house during the holidays. It's like, well, I'll just find a spot to lay down. You know, we got plenty of room here, or we'll make more room. Talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Darren, you know, let's get an update at least from Farmers Union's perspective on anything new that you've learned on the situation with Prairie Poultry. And they abandoned the farmers not only in Wisconsin, but Minnesota and Iowa. I mean, have you had a chance to, when we first talked, this was still kind of in the middle of things were happening, but have you had a chance to, I think the ghosts are in the background again, have you had a chance to get some updates?
You know, just that a few of the farms have been able to get rid of the chickens or make sure that they go towards human food. So, you know, that's a good sign. It's too bad that all of them weren't able to do that. You know, still looking at what other possibilities are going down the road, because this incident, it's very unfortunate that it happened. It shouldn't have happened. There should be some more guidance, or at least a process that would allow the processors or the farmers to make sure that animals are taken care of for the purpose that they're being raised for. And so how does that work going forward? Certainly the discussions between the Department of Ag's in the three states is ongoing, but there's always that worry by the next chicken farmer, the next turkey farmer, that what happens if it's my processor next. And you certainly see that in the beef sector too, with the intertwined activities that are going on there. Hopefully we don't get to that situation in that sector too. And, you know, we need to have safeguards out there for every sector of agriculture. That includes processors too, and making sure that the system can continue to run smoothly.
Have you had a chance to talk with folks at National Farmers Union? Because obviously USDA had grants and loans involved in this, but then USDA kind of was like, well, there's really, yeah, I guess you can do the Packer and Stockyards Act, but it didn't. There's nothing on that part of animal welfare of, okay, wait a minute, how do we keep these animals at least fed, stabilize the situation, and then, okay, is there a way we can get these animals processed, you know, even if we have to spread it out?
Yeah. So there's been some conversations between national staff and USDA. Not much action above what the conversations are. So, you know, really nothing to report from National Farmers Union's perspective.
Do you think that this is something that is, I realize it would be very quickly and you don't want to throw any more monkey wrenches into Farm Bill, but since it hasn't been passed, well, okay, here's a chance.
Yeah, certainly, you know, in National Farmers Union, we've been talking about competition title of Farm Bill for quite a while now, and so this would be one of those mechanisms that you could put something in there or make sure that there's competition within the marketplace, but also that the security issue of making sure that animals are treated fairly, and then also you know, have that ability to move into situations like this where, you know, the farmer's really, his hands are tied financially most of the time and can't just go out and get feed to feed the birds or the beef or the pigs. You know, let's make sure that happens. You know, here in the state of Wisconsin, the dairy industry was a leader in making sure that there was a fund set up to make sure if a co-op went out of business and farmers were left holding the bag, there was some dollars there to go towards making sure those farmers were somewhat made whole, you know, not necessarily got the full milk check, but were at least, you know, had dollars to make sure they could continue in the business.
Talking with Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. Well, along with the brand new building coming up, we also have annual convention coming up.
Yeah, our state National Farmers Union Convention is December 13, 14, and 15 at Chula Vista in Wisconsin Dells, and we've already started the process of our policy discussion. We had a policy committee meeting last week, and county presidents will be coming up here in a couple weeks to decide what policy should be going to the convention floor. We're looking at having more delegates this year than we've had in any years in the past because our membership has grown again this year. So, you know, looking at the event you're here today for the LFPA program, that certainly helped our membership growth, but just overall, farmers in general are looking at how do we make sure the family farm situation stays vibrant and can have a good future.
And so for those that want to attend, pretty much simple as go to the Farmers Union website?
Yep, and go to the Farmers Union website. We see a delegate process that our county chapters are going through now to make sure delegates are appointed or elected, I should say, to go to the state convention. But our bylaws do allow any member to vote their own vote. So even if you have a delegate going to represent you and you want to come and vote your vote and voice your opinion, that's the process that we go through. So, you know, we know how many delegates are most likely coming, but welcome any members, either old or new.
And it's Wisconsin Farmers Union President Darren Von Ruden. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care, plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Farmers, now's the time to apply lime to your fields from Lamb Ag Services. Lime reduces soil acidity, improves soil structure, promotes root growth, and improves crop yields. Lamb Ag Services sources lime from area quarries and offers straight or variable rates to match your field's soil needs. When you call Lamb Ag Services, there's no middleman. They answer the phone and do the work on your farm. Call Brian at 715-279-0267 for your lime application needs with Lamb Ag Services.
Much warmer weather to start the work week in our ag weather forecast. There will be an increase in moisture and humidity. Now, a cold front will also move through the region Wednesday with showers likely and a few thunderstorms Tuesday night and into Wednesday. Drier and cooler conditions settled in at the end of the work week behind that front. Partly sunny throughout the day today, high 68 to 73, relative humidities at 49 to 54%, south winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. We'll see about 5 hours of sunshine. Tonight, cloudy, lows 56 to 61, relative humidities at 90 to 95%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warm, high 77 to 82, relative humidities at 41 to 46%, south winds at 11 to 16, gusting to 30. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms possible, high 70 to 75, and southeast winds at 14 to 19, gusting to 30. For Thursday, partly sunny, showers likely, much cooler, highs 45 to 50, northwest winds at 12 to 17. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs 50 to 55. Saturday, partly sunny, another chance of showers, highs 55 to 60. Sunday, partly sunny, a chance of showers, highs 55 to 60.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you.